Jim, in the build-up to the Monaghan game, a lot of the talk dominated how Dublin would fare against a blanket defensive system. And in reality, it was very much like you'd fared in the Leinster Championship. You managed to stick to your game plan, and the result was very, very similar to games we've seen from Dublin so far this summer.
Yeah, it was a big challenge for us against Monaghan. After the game, both mentally and physically, players were tired from the exertions of the game, and took us a long time to find gaps in their defensive structure. But we've Dublin team have got a squad of players with high game intelligence and great technical skills, and to that end, it's to their credit that they could work it out for themselves during the game.
You've spoken to us about your strive for consistency. You got 221 against Laois, 225 against Wexford, Meath, 320 against Meath, and 222 against Monaghan. Are we starting to see those consistency levels that you want to see from this Dublin team?
Yeah, we don't look at the scoreboard, if I'm honest about it. Each phase of play that we're looking for consistency in that particular moment, and I think if we can. The players I know are striving for that, and if we can try and get that consistency over a full expanse of a 70 minutes, hopefully the results will come.
This Dublin team has evolved a lot since you've taken over, and even from their last All-Ireland title in 2011. Would you envisage a very, very different game to the 8-6 difficult to watch match we saw back in 2011 semi-final?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was that the score was that low, and it wouldn't surprise me if it went the other way either. I think both teams have the capability to put up defensive systems and make it difficult for the teams to score, and both teams have the capability to attack and to put up big scores on the board, and both Donegal and Dublin have demonstrated that this year. And that's the intriguing thing about the game, is that I think both squads are very experienced now and can adjust any task that's required for them.
Donegal have the lowest concession rate of all the teams left in the semi-finals of the All-Ireland Championship. It may not be pretty, but it is effective.
It's effective. There is no right or wrong way to play the sport, and we just have one view of it in Dublin, and every county will have their own view of how they see the game to be played, and normally they don't stray too far away from that, and what managers will hear from club football. But we'll just go out and try to be the best we can be for Dublin football on Sunday, and if that happens, hopefully the results will come.
It's funny that they're characterised by their blanket defence, but in the same time, at the other end of the pitch, they've one of the most talented forwards in the country, in Michael Murphy. There's a lot more to Donegal than meets the eye in some ways.
There is, yeah. I mean, the defensive strategy and system is only one facet of their play. They're very strong in attack, and Michael Murphy, McFadden, McBeardy, Liam McKeown. I mean, they're Ryan McHugh or McNeilish, O'Connor, I mean, all these guys can score and can punish teams on the counter. Plus, you add in their back six, they're very comfortable going up the field and just clipping the ball over the bar. So, all told, if they want to score, they can score.
You've given game time to 24 players, I think, in the Championship so far this year. Despite the fact it's great to have so many players at the level to play Championship football, it also must help when you're trying to stop complacency creep in, when you're winning games very, very comfortably in the end. It would be easy, though, I'd say, for players to maybe just lose sight, lose focus a bit, but given the fact that you're changing so much and you're giving players, you have players to come in, that probably stops that, doesn't it?
Well, I think the core philosophy in the group is that it's about the collective, and whether a player starts a game or finishes the game, the most important thing is that they don't get the result. And to that end, they're all very focus-driven on that process. Actually, if players are disappointed when they don't get game time, but at the back of it all, they're all marching in the same direction in this campaign, and they all understand the big challenge that we face on Sunday, and it'll take a big team effort and collective effort to try and get the result.
I know we're probably long past the days of pinning quotes to dressing room walls, but would you have taken any of Jim McGuinness's comments on board about Dublin being the Chelsea of Gaelic football?
Yeah, I think since the AIG commercial partnership was announced, it's been quite emotive. But we're fortunate in Dublin that we have highly competent and intelligent men and women in administration and at the strategic level for the county. I think that's realised as well at governmental and at level and with our sport and sports council, where they've ring fenced funding purely for coaching and full time coaching of Gaelic games, and there's a direct correlation between those full time coaches and the increased participation level of juveniles in Gaelic games, and that's the challenge that we have in Dublin. There's a lot of sport organisations looking for the heart and minds of juveniles, which is great, and it's all about being active for kids. And if we don't progress that model that we have at the moment, you know, other sporting organisations or cultures of our earth activities will take the hearts and minds of our kids. So that's an important part of our strategy, full-time coaches. And I suppose from the GA's leadership perspective, they need to, I suppose, realise the consequences of reducing the funding for coaching in Dublin. You know, possibly would have a direct correlation with decreasing participation levels at juvenile level in Gaelic Games.
And Jim, finally for me, much like Donegal, who are given so much praise for their defensive system, your attacking players tend to win an awful lot of the plaudits because of the scores they put up on the board. Equally though, your side is founded on a rock solid defence, and maybe a myth out there that this Dublin team has a shaky defence.
Yeah, you know, we give equal time in our training sessions to defence and attack, and they're both technical skills that we go after, and we pride ourselves in much in our defensive structure as we do in our attacking structure, and to that end, you know, the players just buy into the collective ethos of open, expansive attacking football and trying to be the best they can be.
Jim, good luck on Sunday.
Fulton Rovers.